Welcome to Blueprint Radio. I'm your host, Martin Williams. Here we help you create a blueprint for your life. So let's build.
And welcome to Blueprint Radio. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You may do so on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and SoundCloud, although SoundCloud will probably be discontinued at the end of the month. So we will look for another place to put the podcast, but there's plenty of places that you can still listen to it. Like I said, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and you'll be able to find the podcast there. All the links to the podcast can be found at guidedexpressions.com/podcast with an S. So today I wanted to talk to you about a direction I want to take this podcast and the things I've been talking about into a slightly different direction. I've been talking a lot about mindset and had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm still going to be talking about mindset, but I'm going to be talking about it more from a spiritual perspective. For those people that don't know, I am a believer. I've been a Christian for some years now. And, you know, I understand that, you know, that might throw some people off and that's fine. But I wanted to start talking more from a spiritual perspective because that's how I live my life. And I think that's more authentic than what I've been talking about up to this point. Not to say that what I've been talking about hasn't been authentic, but I think I'm coming from a more authentic place, if that makes sense. So, you know, it comes from a desire to help people who, you know, want to have a deeper connection with God and their spiritual life, but also obtain, you know, financial and time freedom to allow them to do the things that they truly want to do. And not spend all of your life working and doing things that don't fulfill you, you know, or help you in your assignment on this earth. And I believe that each and every person has an assignment, whether they realize it or not, whether they complete it or not. I do believe every person on this planet has an assignment from God. So I wanted to use the story of the widow woman in the Bible. And the scripture reference is 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. You know, you can find it on any millions of websites that have Bibles on them to illustrate how anyone can start a successful business with not a lot of experience or expertise, but, you know, from a desire to serve others. So I'm just going to read the scripture and then I'm going to talk about it. So a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elijah saying, "Your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord, and a creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves." So Elisha said to her, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?" And she said, "Your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Then he said, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Don't just gather a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones." So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, "Bring me another vessel." And he said to her, "There is not another vessel." So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, "Go and sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest." So I wanted to break down a lot of what's happening here. This is a lot of activity in this series of verses, but I wanted to kind of bring it home in a way that is relevant to what we're going through, right? Because a lot of times people are looking to build or start a business. And, you know, they're saying, "I'm tired of working. you know, 40 hour plus weeks. I'm tired of my supervisors. I'm tired of, you know, my company, what have you. You know, maybe your company is forcing you to do some things that you don't want to do or do some things that you don't believe in order to keep your job. And, you know, you have this desire now to truly build something for yourself and for your family and not go broke in the process, right? So the prophet Elisha, when this woman comes to, she's desperate at this point because she needs help. Her sons are about to be taken into slavery because her husband left the family in debt. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into that, but it's one of those things that I will definitely come back to at some point to talk about, you know, money management and talk about debt management. And really, you know, if you're someone who's out of control financially, you're not really keeping track of the amount of money you're spending, you're not keeping track of what's going out versus what's coming in. You know, if you're just racking up debt and racking up expenses, you know, it can definitely lead to a situation where you put yourself and your family in a position that requires extreme action to get out of. And it's a lot easier and a lot wiser not to get in that situation in the first place. So the woman comes to Elisha, who's the messenger of God, and says, you know, hey, I need help. You know, they're about to take her sons into slavery, like I said. And you know, obviously, if she had the money, she would have paid the debt, right? So she doesn't have the necessary resources to take care of this debt. So Elijah says something very interesting to her. He says, tell me, what do you have in your house? And the maidservant says, I don't have anything but a jar of oil, right? So the first thing I want you to pull out of this is that, number one, do an inventory of what you have in your house being your life, right? What do you have? What ideas do you have? What experience do you have, right? You might have experience as an accountant. You might have an experience building websites. You might have experience doing landscaping, whatever the case may be. But what is it that you have in your house, right? That's the number one thing you want to do. And then you want to write that down and, you know, then say, okay, I got, you know, maybe I don't have a lot of time, right? Maybe I only have like 5 hours a week of time that I could really put into this, or 10 hours a week, right? But do that inventory, right? She told him, the widow told Elijah, I got one pot and a little bit of oil, right? Now, I really want you to pay attention to that. These pots are vehicles, okay? When you put something in a pot or a cup or a bowl, right, you're not eating the bowl unless it's like one of those cool ice cream bowls, right, with the cones, and you put the ice cream in the cone, right? That notwithstanding, most of the time, you're not going to eat the bowl, okay? The bowl is a vehicle. And the same way, this pot is a vehicle. Right? It's a vehicle to take something somewhere. Okay. So we're putting the oil in a pot. These pots represent vehicles. And what I want you to see is that you may just have one vehicle available to you now, right? You may not have a lot of vehicles. So, you know, your business may be a service business. So if you're, let's say, you know, you're someone who paints houses, or maybe you're someone who details cars, right? You know, that one vehicle is your car detailing. Okay. So you can post something on the side of the road saying, hey, I detail cars for $100, right? Which is good. Okay. It's good to make money in that way. But what if you owe $100,000? That's a lot of cars to detail, right? So you need more pots, okay? So he's telling her in the next verse, go and borrow vessels or pots from everywhere. From everywhere, not just one place. He's saying, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, right? Empty vessels. Don't just gather a few. So this woman had a great amount of debt. I mean, it had to be a lot of debt because they were going to put her sons in slavery, right? So the prophet is telling her, you need to borrow a lot of vessels, right? Now, understand, again, the value is not in the vessels, okay? You can get rich with any idea. You can make money with any idea. It's not the idea that makes the money. It's what you put in it, right? So he's telling her, and I'm foreshadowing a little bit, gather a bunch of vessels. Then he says, when you have come in, when you get all the vessels, come in, shut the door behind you and your sons, right? Now, this signifies or represents focus. A lot of entrepreneurs struggle with focus. They struggle to stay locked in on an idea, because I know I do. I know I struggle with focus, and I've struggled with it for a long time up to now. But what I've learned is that you got to shut the door when you get the ideas, right? Now, her and her sons have the vessels. Again, and these vessels represent ideas. When you got a bunch of ideas, now you got to shut the door, okay? You can't allow distractions to take you away from what you need to do to bring these ideas to life. Because, you know, whether it's social media or TV or people that aren't doing anything that want your time, whatever the case may be, you've got to continue, right, the process of bringing these ideas to life. And the way that you bring them to life is that you pour energy into each one of them, right? So the next part of that verse, the prophet tells her, shut the door behind you and your sons, and then pour into all those vessels, all of them, and set aside the full ones. So here's the thing that some people get wrong, okay? Some people will tell you got to pick one idea. And I understand where they're coming from with that. I really do, right? But when you look at it from this standpoint, he's telling her, pour into all the vessels, and then set aside the full ones. Now, what are we pouring in? Okay. She has to pour in, she's pouring in oil, right? But this oil represents time and energy. It represents resources, right? So pour all you have, right? All that you have available, okay? Pour all the energy you have. Sometimes it's money, right? Sometimes you have more money than time. So you have to make investments to move your business forward. Sometimes you don't have the money, but you have time and you have energy. So you got to pour that in. And then sometimes you got to pour all three in, right? So in this case, think of it as energy, right? I'm pouring all my energy into each of these ideas. Well, I mean, doesn't that mean I'm going to burn out? No, not if you're doing it in a way that is in line with what God is ordaining, right? If you're pouring out into the ideas that make sense for you, I'm not saying fantasize about something with which you don't have a whole lot of connection to. Like, I would never start a dancing company because I don't dance. I don't dance in my personal life. Why would I teach people to dance, right? Okay. My businesses make sense for me based on what I have. Okay. I can pour my energy into that. But again, it's not so much about the idea. It's about the energy that you have. So you want to pour into every vessel, every idea until it's full. Okay. And you've poured everything you can into each thing and then set it to the side. And then he said to her, she asked her son to bring me another vessel, give me another idea. And he said, I don't have any more ideas. And then the oil ceased. Right. So when you've reached the end of your ideas, and there are many teachers that have taught you this, that have taught this over the years, try every idea until you find the one that works. But what this is saying here is basically pour into every idea and then sell. And when you sell, you're not selling the idea, right? The idea is the container. Okay. So the son told her there's not another vessel. So the oil ceased. And then she came and told the man of God. And then he said, go and sell the oil and pay your debt. Sell the oil or the pots? Sell the oil. Okay. The pots, remember, the pots are the idea. Okay. You're not selling an idea. You're selling the oil. You're selling yourself. You're selling your energy, right? You're selling your energy. It's that energy. Okay. It's that energy. People are buying you. Okay. How many salespeople have you heard say that people buy you? They don't buy the product. They buy you. Okay. So the energy that I'm putting into the idea, that's what people are buying. He says, go and sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons will live under rest. Right? So when you put the energy into the vessel and then sell the energy, you'll be able to pay your debt. And I don't care how much you owe. It could be 1,000, it could be 1,000,000. But if you do it in this way, you will get to where you need to get to. And then the prophet tells her, you and your sons will live on the rest. Okay. Financial freedom. And not just financial freedom for herself and for her children. Okay. He told her that her and her children could live on the rest of the income after the debt. That's the goal. The goal, you want so much abundance that you'll not only be able to pay your debt, you'll be able to you and your children. Can you imagine being so wealthy that your child doesn't have to work, that your children don't have to work? Or a better way of saying it is, your children can choose their path in life and not based on money. That to me is true freedom. So you have the ability to build a spiritual business from the ground up. But are you willing to take the next step? Are you willing to get in line with what God has? Because God has a path for each one of us to become financially independent and to do so in a very short period of time. This is not something that took an exceptionally long time. This is not something that took decades. It doesn't take decades. I know that we've been taught that, but it doesn't take decades. It doesn't take as long as we think. It's just really a matter of being in line with what the Bible talks about and then executing it. That's basically how you get there. So if you want more information about this, continue to follow me on social media. All the links are in the description. And I'll be talking more about this type of business and becoming more of a spiritual business person using biblical principles to elevate your business, elevate your company, and be on the lookout for more material and more opportunities to become involved in this movement. And I'm very excited about where this is going, because I truly believe that God wants his people and wants the world to be free, you know, to be free and not have to, you know, basically trade your life in for a paycheck, you know, or trade your dignity or trade your beliefs for a paycheck. I truly believe that God doesn't want that. And I truly believe that we have the ability to achieve that and to achieve it in a relatively short period of time. So thank you so much for listening to Blueprint Radio Podcast. My name is Martin Williams. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening to Blueprint Radio. For more information on Martin Williams coaching and products, please go to guidedexpressions.com or visit me on Facebook as well as Instagram.